Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, back to wrap things up for a Monday. I'm glad that you could be joining us for the last 2 hours. If you missed any of this, and we had a lot of great interviews this evening, just go to WQAM.com. Go to the top of the page where it says podcast, and there we are. You click on everybody that was on this evening, and I kind of believe that we saved the best for last. Somebody that I've been watching the last couple of years. So I'm down in Miami during the spring a couple of times. He committed to USC, and I think he's the highest rated player that committed to Miami just last week. Hilton Stubbs, they call him Drake, from Jacksonville Mandarin, a safety and one of the best in the country, and he's kind enough to join us. Mr. Stubbs, thank you so much for taking the time, and we appreciate you. And it was great seeing you in the spring and watching you last year and seeing you during the 7-on-7s. And here you are. You're going to be here in South Florida. We'll get a chance to see a lot.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all. Thank y'all so much for having me on.
It's got to be a thrill for you. I mean, I know that you grew up in the, you know, Gator area, so it was kind of, you know, growing up in that area. Then you committed to USC. But I kind of thought when I saw you and your family down here during the spring, I kind of looked at you and I felt, you know what, this is somebody who belongs in this area. I mean, you play that type of ball, you know, I mean, obviously, you know a lot of the kids that are committing, you know a lot of the players, you know the future of this program. What was the thing that you said that kind of, when you looked at USC in Miami, that kind of said to you, hey, listen, I think Miami's a place that I need to be?
Really, because it was closer to home, and really my parents or anybody that really cares about me really couldn't see me play. Because, you know, if you have like a night game, it'll be coming on at like 1 a.m. For us. And then it's like a five-hour drive and a five-hour plane ride is two different things. That was really the big thing for me. And then the coaching staff.
And plus it's kind of, you know, people, you know, they think of Miami and they think, oh, wow, this place is huge, their school. But it's not like that. I mean, the school's smaller. I think you can walk to your classes or ride your bike and it's really a great atmosphere in a big city. So, I mean, if you come from a big city, so you already know. But coming here off of an opportunity last year to play in a state championship game, against Miami Columbus. What was that like? I mean, because this is a team that early on sputtered a little bit, but then kind of, you know, beat Lake Mary, then came back and beat Monarch and then had a chance to play for a state title. How exciting was that for you?
Very, very. All our games were on the road. We had no home games the whole playoff thing. So it was real fun because it felt like we was underdogs the whole the whole playoff run. So right. I don't know. That was probably one of the best experiences I had as a football player.
Right. You had 6 interceptions last year. You had 97 tackles from a safety position. I mean, if you describe your game, I mean, you play like a corner, but hit like a safety. Talk about what you bring to the table, because, I mean, like I said, you were one of my favorites. When I watched you play, I thought you were as good as anybody, and I still feel that way. What separates you from the next guy?
Everything. My leadership. My football IQ, and I feel like the range that I have, I feel like I'm a really rangy safety, and I feel like a lot of the safeties in my class don't bring all the aspects that I bring in football to their game. I feel like I bring way more.
And you look at Miami's recruiting class for 2025, pretty darn good. You got some yourself, and you got Chris Ewald, who was from Shaman Amadana, a winning program as well. And like you, he had an opportunity last couple years to work against pretty decent receivers and Jeremiah Smith and guys like that. And you have an opportunity to work against one of the best in the country in Jamie French. Talk about that and what it's like that, as they say, iron sharpens iron. What's it like going up against somebody like that?
It's crazy. And practice is always crazy competition. We always going at it. But it's wild. But it's a blessing because we get the best work for sure. And right. But him and Tramiel, they got a crazy connection. So it get a little crazy at practice.
Yeah, and Tramiel's a really good quarterback, and he's kind of developed into one as all. When you take a look at this, you know, this coming season for your program, you guys got to be one of the favorites to get back there again. You're 6A now, which would probably put you and, I believe, West Boca and Armwood in the north. You have that team. You're getting new kids on the play. You have some really good offensive linemen. You got a really good offense. Talk about what you expect out of Mandarin this year.
A state championship. That's everything that I expect. A state championship. Yeah. That's our main goal right now. We're trying to win it. We lost it last year, so that's our main thing. We're trying to win it this year.
And I'm sure that drove you after the season ended when you guys went into the off season. I think, you know, you guys look back at that game and you said, hey, we were there. Next year, we can't just be there. We got to win it. And I know the mentality, your coaching staff is really, really good. You guys have done a great job. And I know that the university, and I say it again, the University of Miami got a good one. And you're a great guy. You're a team. As you said, you're a leader. You'll definitely elevate the program. And I'm glad you're staying in state and coming back. Hilton, I can't thank you enough for taking the time. You're a class guy, and I think the Hurricane fans are gonna gravitate to you really quick.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on.
Anytime. Hilton Drake Stubbs joining us, and we thank him enough. That's going to wrap up what I thought was a pretty darn good show. Remember, if you didn't get an opportunity to listen to all our interviews, we have 7 of them. Go to WQAM.com, go to the top of the page where it said podcast, and there we are. And plus, we will be running our links of the entire show tomorrow on our Twitter, our X page, and also on our Facebook page. For Danny Garcia, I'm Larry Bleasting. We'll see you next Monday.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78 million pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.